And now this is a dictation. For Jerry Allen, A-L-L-E-N, June 16, 1941, addressed as a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mr. Allen with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, prior partial nephrectomy, last visit in September, comes accompanied with son, recently evaluated in the emergency room, abdominal pain, constipation, probably exacerbated by recent medication, oral iron, did receive an enema, no bleeding, progressive weight gain, shortness of breath, edema. He has not restricted too much on the sodium. He does his own cooking. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Denies decreasing, mild decreasing urination without cloudiness or blood. Has problems with low flow, nocturia, and frequency. Edema without open ulcers. No gross claudication symptom, discolor of the toes. No gross chest pain palpitation, syncope. Increased dyspneum activity, not at rest. No purulent arterial hemoptysis. Mild degree of orthopnea, no PND. Next paragraph, other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the bicarbonate, blood pressure, Norvasc, terazosin, recently started on Demadex, on cholesterol treatment, antidepressants. Next paragraph, he has already an AV fistula nicely developed on the left brachial area. This was placed on June 2, 2023. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 185, at home 185 to 188, with a baseline of 170 a few months back. Blood pressure here, 148/40, right-sided, AV fistula open, no stealing syndrome, bilateral JVD, decreased hearing, normal speech, severe pallor of the skin, minor carotid bruise, lungs are actually clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, does have bilateral JVD, abdominal distension, question on some degree of ascites, edema from the toes to the lower abdomen. No expressive aphasia or dysarthria, no focal deficit, he's able to walk around. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. February 22nd. Creatinine 4.7 for a GFR of 12 stage 5, a normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, a normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.5, PSA is high, close to 13, recent evaluation, emergency room, sinus reading. Because of frequent premature beats or question AFib, I did an EKG today, the day of exam, and there is no AFib. There is sinus rhythm with frequent atrial complexes. Most recent iron studies. Ferritin is low at 66 with a saturation 14%, and a stool sample should be done. Recent chest rate for purposes of dialysis, small bilateral pleural effusion, no gross consolidation or cavitary lesions. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, CKD stage 5, progressive, early symptoms of uremia, volume overload, needs to start dialysis. Next number, left-sided AV fistula, ready to be used. Next number, anemia with evidence of iron deficiency. Stool sample needs to be done. EPO to be done on dialysis. Next number, present sodium, potassium, normal. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis has been on replacement. Next number, recent normal phosphorus. Next number, weight loss probably from uremic symptoms. Next paragraph, enlargement of the prostate with high PSA, needs formal follow-up urology. Next paragraph, comments. We have a long discussion, patient son and myself, explaining the meaning of advanced progressive renal failure. He has symptoms of uremia. He needs to start dialysis. He understands he has the option to go palliative care and no dialysis. I offer him home peritoneal or hemodialysis. He declines. He's choosing to do in-center dialysis. We updated chest rate, no transmissible infection. Hepatitis B and C is being requested. Above chemistries were updated. No evidence of atrial fibrillation. He needs workup for iron deficiency and enlargement of the prostate. I call dialysis unit and giving orders. He's going to start Saturday, February 24th. This was complex prolonged visit as indicated above, end of dictation.